Welcome back to the Early Lama Midos.
To the Early Lama Kavod, where the bottom of Pei Aleph, continuing the relationship between man and wife. The Indian shall Natinas Kavod Mamish L'Ishto. The idea of giving Kavod to your wife, Yesh L'Chalik L'Shnei Chalakin, can be divided into two parts. Harishon. Beglal She Isha Tovalo. Number one, because she's a good wife for you. Vasheni, the second. Beglal She Isha Chashuva Mitzar Atzma. The second is that she's independently an important person by herself. Balachelik Arishon Hinenu Lomar. For the first part, we need to say, Shalom Sericha Baal Shavech Ishto. The husband has to praise his wife. Avor Hadzbarim Shehi Osa Avaro. Based on things she does for him, Vavur Barav, and for the children, he always has to be complimentary, always has to praise. Umutar Alav Liot Makir Tov Kol Advarim Sheosa, and he has to be Makir Tov all the things she does. Bein Davar Gadol, Bein Davar Katan, whether big or small. Bein Davar Sheasta Befanav, whether she does it in front of him. Bein Davar Sheasta Shelo Befanav, whether she does it not in front of him. Always have to be appreciative and grateful, constantly mindful of all the wonderful things she does. The Eish Choshvim, there are those that think, and we're going to see erroneously, Lama Lai Lakir Tova, why should I be grateful? Halo Zed Davar Shi Michal Yevispa, maybe she's obligated in this is her job, why do I have to be Makir Tov? The other Rabbi in Enosa Kain, if she doesn't do this, Ein Mimala Etachreos Hamutel Etzalea, she's not fulfilling her obligations. Zehu Teos Gadol, this is a grave error. We certainly are always obligated to be Makir Tov for anybody that does something good on our behalf. Even if she's obligated to do it. And that's a very important lesson. Something that drives me crazy. When you get off the bus, you say thank you. But what do you mean? You're the bus driver. No, you always say thank you. You're always grateful to whatever. Somebody does something nice for you, benefits you, helps you. It doesn't matter. It's their job, not their job, paid or not. Always should be grateful people. Va'od, halo makirim batzmenu, shirotzi makar satov. We understand, we recognize ourselves. We want recognition. Af bedvarim sha'anu mechayivim lasot. Even if things we're obligated to do, we want the appreciation. We want the acknowledgement. So of course, we should do the same for others. Imasta is a davar. The husband has to praise the wife if she does anything. Save Lamad Koli Sodu Shekatavnu Lamalo. Look and see all the foundations we written before. The Inyan Kavod Acherim L'Shabeach B'Ofen Amiti V'Ofen Prati. We talked about praising people in a very truthful way, in a very specific way. V'Balakan. We should do the same thing here. When we praise our wives, it should be specific. It should be truthful. It should be something that really hits home. L'Dugma Ha'isha Rotsa L'Dash Ma'Chala Motzechem Be'Nei Baila. The woman wants to know that her dish, her food, finds favor in her husband's eyes. V'im la'olam yamar shamaychel taimod. He always just says the same thing. Oh, very good. Mazeh shava etzla. What does it mean to her? If you just say the same compliment every single time, it kind of loses its touch. Ela sarich l'shabeich oto ba'ofen shiyucholo la'akir amitas dvarav. He needs to praise her in a way that she's able to recognize the truth of his words. L'mashal. Im asta shnei minei maicha. Let's say she makes two dishes. Al echad yachol lamar shehu tov mod. The first one you could say very good. Val shen yamar shehu b'meyuchatayim. The second one you could say, oh, this was exceptionally good. This was out of this world. This was outrageous. Be very specific with your compliment. So it's not just a generic, oh, very good. That doesn't mean anything. Be specific. Be targeted. Calculated praise. V'kar katvanu, kvar katavnu, sheshevech amura haynu shevech she'i efshar l'kfor. The greatest praise is something that's praise that you can't deny. V'lamashal, yivakesh v'menu lasos eze ochel b'shvilo. You should say, oh, could you please make that again? It was so good, it was amazing, it was outstanding, it was outrageous, I can't wait till we have it again. Please, please, be specific, be targeted, be truthful. And that applies to all compliments, a little chazara. Don't just give generics, good job, great. Say what's great, why it's great, why it impacted you, why you want to see more of it, why it's special to you. The kozik katavnu la'orer ha'adam bazeh. It's all to inspire the person. The kol chad yaseh b'chachmaso b'chol inyin v'inyin. Every person has to use their judgment and wisdom in every single time. V'chol amar b'l'shaveich harezim meshubach. And the more you compliment, the more you praise, the better you are, the more praiseworthy you are. It should be something that is so foundational and pivotal to our daily living. Yashkoch.